Good morning, Eurus. The time is 8:30 a.m. The temperature inside the ship is currently 15 degrees Celsius as we enter the fourth quadrant of our seasonal rotation. The temperature outside the ship is, as always, 2.73 Kelvin. Today marks the exact halfway point in our journey through the Messier 42 nebula. We expect no disruptions to our power today. The water shortages in Sector 9 have been acknowledged, and a fix will be expected by no later than 4:30 this evening. As always, travel well, Eurus.
Miss McAlpine?
At your service, ma'am.
Come right this way.
The medical world looks different.
It must.
When I was here last, it was so much smaller. And you've changed your uniforms, too. They used to be gray.
Things change.
Sure. Feels like I was here just yesterday. When, really, it was... well, I don't know. How long ago was it?
It was 113 years ago.
That long? I'm over 100 years old.
Your records still have you down as 23.
I suppose we ought to change that. Is the ship still on the right course? What are our coordinates? I have so many questions.
The commander requested you personally. I'm sure she'll be able to answer all the questions you have.
Is she in charge? She made the right choice, you know. Choosing me, I mean. I was a top student. Skipped 2 years ahead, was recommended for the program at a record age. Sorry, is that boastful? I haven't spoken to anyone for, well, over 113 years.
In here, Miss McAlpine. I'll wait outside and we'll look at your blood work when I'm done.
Thank you, ma'am.
Alecto, please, take a seat.
Commander...
Langley. Celia Langley. Really? The chair won't bite.
We were always told to stand.
Things are different now. Your legs haven't had use in a long time. They must be tired. Please. Look at you. As young and healthy as you were when you went in, if your pictures are anything to go by.
Healthy and fit for duty, Commander.
How was it? We haven't used the cryolab in over 50 years. Or far beyond my time, I'm afraid.
I remain as capable as I was 113 years ago, Commander.
What do you remember from when you were put under?
I'm not sure. It was cold at first. Like I was being frozen from the inside out, bit by bit. Like I was made of stone, unable to move or speak or breathe. I felt panicked, like I needed to run. You know when you're about to fall asleep, and suddenly you feel like you're falling and your body jerks awake? Well, it was like that. Only my body couldn't move. So I kept on falling, falling. I don't really remember much else. Not till I woke up, at least.
Fascinating.
Apologies. My memory is still a bit foggy.
That's understandable. We've just woken you this morning, after all. You have nothing to apologize for. Rather, I should be the one apologizing for dragging you here immediately. Normally, we'd give you a day or two to recuperate. Unfortunately... our situation is rather drastic.
I don't need any time to rest, Commander. We were always taught to act at a moment's notice.
Tell me, who was the commander during your time? Carmody?
Affirmative.
As I suspected. You see, Alecto, the way we run things now is rather different than what you're used to. We put measures in place to ensure that everyone in our ranks is able to live their lives to the most enjoyable extent.
Like what, Commander?
Well, firstly, the Sentinel program has been disbanded.
What?
Of course! Forgive me for saying so, but the situations you were put under were simply barbaric. Between the 24 soldiers that Carmody froze, we have no need for more sentinels, nor have they proved necessary in the past 70 years. Times have changed, Alecto.
Commander Carmody said we were the saving grace of Eurus.
You're invaluable. But on behalf of Eurus, Alecto, I apologize. You shouldn't have been put in those conditions. And I can assure you, Your new life here will be far more comfortable.
I signed up to those conditions.
Doesn't mean you're bound to them. Now, I suppose you have many questions.
I do, in fact. What happened to Commander Carmody? I suppose he's passed away. Are we still on track? What am I needed for?
I see you're curious. Commander Carmody passed away at the age of 82, surrounded by his family and loved ones.
He said we were his family.
We are, thankfully. Still on the right track. 6 years through the Messier 42 Nebula, in fact. We lost contact with Notos about 3 years ago, but we receive regular radio signals from the other ships.
Is that bad?
It's happened before. We've lost contact and had it returned years later. But I can't lie and say it's not worrying.
Understandable, Commander. I will keep this confidential.
No need. Things like this are common knowledge aboard Eurus. But on the topic of confidentiality, well...
This is about my assignment, I presume.
Yes, it is. There's a murderer on board Eurus.
I see.
They've killed 2 people in the past 3 months. We found the second body yesterday morning. At first, I thought that maybe this was an isolated incident, something we could solve on our own. But not 2. We don't train people to solve murders on Eurus. There are no murders on Eurus. And so...
So? You found me.
Top scores in all your exams, skipped 2 years ahead. You are a prime candidate from the start, with the right training to match.
I'm pleased to take on this case, Commander.
Almost wish you weren't. Here's the information you need. But Electo, I'm warning you in advance. This isn't your Eurus anymore. Things are different now. Times have changed. Go and have your blood work done.
Understandable. Oh, one more thing, Commander.
Hmm?
What's that?
The painting.
It's just... I remember something else. When I was under, I was dreaming. I was somewhere else, not on Eurus. Above me, all I could see was this never-ending blue. And water, going on and on forever. It was so big, so endless. It should have been frightening, but... I just felt calm. It was like that sensation of falling had finally stopped. That painting reminded me of it. That's all.
It's of Earth. The seaside.
I wish I could see it.
I understand. But you're paving the way for future generations. Besides, Electo, Eurus isn't too bad. Besides the murders, for what it's worth, we don't get into too much trouble.
Okay, I know it's a lot of money, but I promise if you give me a little bit of time, I'll...
Cut it with the excuses. Can't talk your way out of this one, kid.
Listen, everybody's a bit worked up right now, so how about we all just calm down, go somewhere a little private, so we can have a nice chat and... Shit.
I asked nicely.
Man, we're friends, right? We've been working together for, what, 3 years now? Gotta give me a bit of leeway here.
No can do. I've got to set an example around these parts, else everyone else is going to scam me for all I'm worth.
Really, man? After everything I've done for you?
Which is? Cut the bullshit, Cairo.
Well, let me just think here. There was that one time where, you know...
Hey, here's your cash.
Oh, Siggy, thank God.
You are on thin ice, mister. That's enough for you to leave my friend alone?
Suppose so.
Great. Well, scram. Not really in the mood to be locked up by some officers from the White because you two couldn't find a way to solve your problems in private.
Jeez, you really saved my ass there, Ziggs.
Yeah, well thank fuck I was around, and thank fuck I just finished a good deal. Otherwise you'd probably have a massive open wound in your chest right now. No. I'm not done, Cairo. I don't know how many times I have to tell you. I don't care how much bullshit you find yourself in. I am perfectly fine, as long as you don't bring it to me. And what happens every time? I somehow find you at my door, begging for help because you found yourself in trouble you can't get yourself out of.
Well, technically, this time you found me.
A simple thank you would work wonders, Cairo.
Thank you. That was a fat load of cash. What do they even want?
The usual. Rationed goods, sugar, cigarettes, some of our more exciting substances. That's not the interesting part, though. Clocked him from being from the White.
Those bastards from upshit must be getting desperate. Gave it away. The scent of moral superiority.
Eh, pretty much. You know the kinds. They dress in their ugliest clothes and come down to the Red expecting us all to be barbarians. Called them out for it, too. But I managed to scam far more out of him than with any of our regulars, so I consider that a deal well done.
Yeah, sorry.
Save it. I'd rather have you alive than be rich. Besides, the other half is in my bag.
No shit.
Yeah. Where have you been, anyway? I haven't seen you in ages.
It's fucking communications. I thought the Nebula would only be screwing with transmissions out of the ship. Not internally, too. They have me in there all day, transcribing all of their messages. God, my hand hurts like a motherfucker.
Oh, what, you mean they actually have you doing more work than just pressing a button on repeat all day long?
It's awful, Ziggs. I don't have time to work out any of our other affairs. Got people hounding me left, right, and center for cash, and it's not like I can tell them, sorry, I don't have time, I'm busy doing my honorable duty for the ship. Can I?
Look, I don't understand why you don't just ditch at this point. Communications don't even pay you that much. You'd make 3 times the amount if you just stopped wasting all that time in that dingy little room.
You know how it is, the second you quit, they're all up in your business. I'd rather not find my name on a database. Besides, I don't know, I guess I'd feel bad if I wasn't contributing in some way.
I'm sorry, Cairo? Caring about his duty to the Urus? What's next? You go and pledge your undying loyalty to, I don't know, Langley?
I'm serious. I don't want to be like those other guys downship. And anyway, getting to hear the gossip shipwide is pretty fun. Just don't tell anyone that I said that, okay? The last thing I need is for people to think that I have allegiance to the Weiss or something.
Yeah, sure. Speaking of gossip, though, I've got a good one.
Yeah?
Apparently they've woken a sentinel.
Yeah, right.
No, really. That guy from the White was talking about it. Apparently he works in the cryolabs, and Langley ordered an emergency extraction.
He's talking shit. Why would Langley want to wake up a sentinel?
Beats me. But he seemed pretty sure of it, too.
Well, if there's a sentinel walking around, someone's bound to notice it sooner or later. For now, whatever the White's doing is the least of my worries.
Greetings. May I have my daily rations, please?
You mean lunch? Sure, just scan your chip.
My what?
Your microchip.
Oh, apologies. I'm new to all of this.
You just got a new one in? Looks sore.
Oh, no. I've been trained to resist all sorts of pain.
Right. Well, what's your preference?
My preference? I simply wish to have my daily rations.
Pasta, stew, salad... You know what? I'll just give you pasta.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Hey. Okay, that was not the reaction I was anticipating. Could you, put the butter knife down? Please?
Oh, apologies. I was always told to react to unprecedented stimuli as if it was dangerous.
All right. Hope this isn't a bad idea. Can I sit?
Affirmative.
So, you're the Sentinel. People have been talking about you all day.
I am. I didn't know I'd become common knowledge.
Gossip travels on a ship. Everyone's been dying to see the newest recruit.
So, why are you here?
Well, I just saw you there all lost and helpless, and, well, I thought to myself, someone like that needs a friend like me. I mean, anyone would need a friend like me. The name's Sawyer.
Alecto, are you sure that's the whole story? Your attention seems to be drawn towards that group of people over there. They didn't put you up to this?
No, I mean, okay, fine, yeah. They said they didn't think I had the guts to come over here and talk to you myself. They're always saying stuff like that.
Well, it appears you've proven them wrong.
For now. Anyways, you're really a sentinel. That's so cool. Nobody's seen one in ages.
That seems to be what the commander told me.
You talked to Langley.
Haven't you already? I thought you were an officer.
In training. I've still got 2 years to go before I'm signed in for real. Until then, my job's mostly to settle scraps in the Red and...
The Red?
You know, downship. The den of debauchery aboard our lovely Urus. Geez, you're really out of the loop here, Alecto.
I've been asleep for 113 years.
You've got a lot of catching up to do then. Listen, it's pretty simple. There's the Red... They live downship and do all the manual, hands-on jobs, and then there's the White, which is us. We live upship and basically run things.
Why are they named that?
I think it had to do with the colour of the uniforms back in the day. Red's a pretty good name for them, though, what with all the trouble those guys get into.
I assume you're not a fan.
I mean, those guys don't know when to quit it. Always getting into trouble and making my life harder. I swear, I spend more time down there than I do up here.
Interesting. You may be useful, Sawyer. What are you doing right now?
Now? Well, it's my day off, so...
Wonderful. Then you're going to be my assistant.
Now, hold on a second.
Why? You have nothing better to do. And you'd be proving to those friends of yours that you do, in fact, have the guts. Besides, I'm going to need someone in the know to help me with my job. Come on.
What job? Alecto? Where are you going? I didn't even get to eat lunch. Okay. Can you actually explain to me why you want me to take you to this engine room?
We're going to investigate a body found this morning.
A body? You're joking, right? That sort of thing hasn't happened since... well... ever.
Precisely why I've been called to investigate.
There is a killer walking among us on Eurus. Oh god, Alecto, I'm only 20! I can't die young!
You'll be safe as long as you're with me.
Somehow, I... doubt that.
You don't know an Amelia Wolt, do you?
No, why?
She's the body they found this morning. A schoolteacher, according to the files they gave me. The second body they found in 3 months. The first was an engineer called Lars Flanagan.
They were from the White?
It appears so.
What would the body of a schoolteacher from the White be doing down in an engine room in the Red?
That's what I want to know.
Well, here it is. Goodness, they really wrote the place off well.
What's your business here?
I was sent by Commander Langley to investigate.
Are you sure I'm... allowed?
Names?
Alecto McAlpine. This is Sawyer...
Rosario.
Didn't hear word that there'd be two of you.
If you give me a moment, I can...
Ah, finally! You must be the Sentinel. Oh, don't give me that look. Let them in. We've been waiting long enough. A pleasure to make your acquaintance, Ms. McAlpine. I see you brought company.
I'm her... assistant. Apparently.
Wonderful. Quickly, come this way. Can't have any loitering. People are convinced we're cleaning up a gas leak. I'm Dr. Holtz, mortician.
How... pleasant.
How long has the body been down here?
An electrician found her yesterday morning. One of the security cameras inside blacked out for about half an hour the night before, and he went to fix it. Found her body just out of the camera's line of sight. We haven't touched it since. Thought you'd probably want to have a look at the scene before we did any kind of examination. Ah, right through here.
Oh, goodness, no.
Pleasant sight, isn't it?
I assume the beheading took place after Miss Wolt was already deceased.
That's the theory.
Alecto, I think I'm gonna be sick.
Please, don't ruin the crime scene. Can I take a closer look?
Go ahead. There's a bucket back there, kid. Gotta say, I had a similar reaction. It's pretty grim.
It's hard to tell because of the beheading. But I assume strangulation?
That's the running theory.
Interesting nail polish. Right, well, I think I'm done.
You what? It's been, like, 30 seconds.
We were trained to be efficient. Come along, Sawyer. I have some questions to ask you.
Right. Well, sure. Nice to meet you, Holtz.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Can't say I've heard that one before. I'll see you two around.
Alecto, what on Eurus was up with that?
Wasn't it clear? The body was obviously dumped. There was no way for the killer to kill, behead her, and clean up the scene in half an hour. There was no further need to investigate the scene.
What? But that's the perfect place for someone from the Red to commit all sorts of, you know, crime.
But the murderer wasn't from the Red.
How'd you get to that conclusion so quickly?
I'm planning to do further research on the victim, but did you see her body?
Oh yeah, I was thrilled by the body of a decapitated woman. Of course I wasn't.
She had no other marks on her, no signs of struggle. Her fingernails were flawlessly clean. If what you told me about the divide on the ship is correct, there's no way she could have been comfortable enough to be taken by someone from the Red with no struggle. It would have been someone she knew.
You're insinuating someone from the White killed her and dumped her here?
They would have an easier time shutting down a security camera. Is there any way to get from the White to here without being detected?
Well, there's the train system below ship. As far as I'm aware, the Red station is about 5 minutes from where we are now, but barely anyone knows about that. It's mostly used to transport supplies, but us officers use it to get shifts in the Red pretty often.
Perfect. Do you have access to it?
I mean, I could ask my superior officer.
Well, what are you waiting for?
All right. You know, Alecto, you're fucking intense.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Officer Rosario requesting access to the supply transportation system.
Clearance accepted. Go right ahead, Rosario.
Oh, for fuck's sake, not again. Come on, work, you hunk of junk! You're kidding me.
Good evening, Eurus. The time is now 5 p.m. The day shift is now complete, and all those working on a 9-hour contract may now return home. The evening shift will be commencing shortly. We have no further updates at this time. As always, travel well.
That message never gets old.
It had been 3 months since the first...
Oh no, I am not dealing with this shit. You are turning off for the night. Got it? You hunk of junk?
Mayday. Mayday. This is the Notus spacecraft, paging urgent attention.
What?
It's 8:31 a.m. aboard the Notus. The year is 4021. I don't know who you are, or where you are, or if you're listening to me at all. But if you are, this is important. We need your help.
What the fuck is this shit? Is someone pulling some kind of prank? I swear to God, if it's Winnie Burnside fucking with me again, I'll end her no-good, pathetic life. What channel is this? I should leave it for the night.
Notus has delved into chaos. I don't know who I can trust anymore. Nobody knows I'm sending these messages at all. If they were aware, well, I'm not sure I'd be around to send them any longer. I'm not going to reveal my identity in case they find me, but listen, things are bad. They're really, really bad. It's a long story, but I think I'll start at the beginning. 6 months ago, we were in relative peace. Things were well. Our crops were thriving. Our oxygen supplies were perfect. We'd recovered from an infertility crisis on all accounts. Life on Notus was perfect. And then an engineer was killed. We didn't know. It was kept from the public. Understandable, of course. Wouldn't want to cause a panic. But it wasn't the first. It had been 3 months since the first murder. And then there was another. The woman worked in education.
Bullshit. That's what you are. Not falling for this crap. You hear that? Whatever prank you're pulling, it can wait until morning on my paid time. Murder on a spaceship. Bit cliche if you ask me.
Mayday. Mayday.
Hey there, and thank you so, so much for listening to the first episode of In Transit. This is the first venture into audio dramas for so many of us, and we could not be more excited that you've joined us. Today's episode was written by Mimi Wilson, and featured the voices of Kristen Hayes as Electo, Ellie Pearson as Commander Langley, Adam Sterling as Cairo, Brad Colebrook as Ziggy, Jamie Stapleton as Sawyer, Claire Cole as Dr. Holtz, Jemima Juliet Cummings as The Messenger, and Mimi Wilson as Aoife. Featuring additional voices by Jen Marcus, Joseph Vaus, and Phoebe Butcher. Credits to today's score goes to Scott Buckley and Co. Ag Music. If you like the show and would like to see more, please check us out wherever you listen to podcasts or at In Transit Cast on most social media, where you can find the transcripts, let us know your thoughts, or just chuck any cool space-themed stuff our way. See you all soon, and as always, travel well, Eurus.